The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here as we get caffeinated.
Yes. You guys keep talking about caffeine and Hershey's Kisses. I mean, that's a really small amount in there. You know, you probably have to eat the whole bag to get a buzz.
Well, we're starting. That's all. We're on our way.
Okay.
We're almost.
4 o'clock sugar buzz.
Darn
or
right.
Call it,
I'm chasing it with a Coke, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I've totally forgot about that.
No more headache for at least the next 8 years. Well, I won't sleep until July, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. It's time to really ramp up for the end of the term. Right?
So. I only wish. So I'm going to need to.
Professor Jason Roach is here from Communication Studies.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of feeling sad today. I feel like Dave Chow no longer loves me. He's giving everybody else kisses, but none for me.
You can reach for it. That's why. Here. I'm just kidding. Why did you suddenly get alligator arms?
All you got to do is just...
You guys hear the rappers on the mic.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to... Under the table.
Yeah. Yeah, the crinkling of the aluminum foil.
That's right. Well, is it? I wonder if it's aluminum or not. I guess it could be. I don't think
it's
tin.
Aluminum, isn't it?
I don't think it's tin. I can tell you that.
Come on. I got two chemists at the table here. You guys should be able to figure this out, right?
It's not been something I've ever pondered, I suppose. But, I think it's foil. It's definitely foil.
Okay.
Professor Stephanie Conant is here from biology. She's checking her stocks right now.
My stocks? Nope. More work email. I'm not going to look at it anymore.
Okay.
Can you send a substitute in your place? You have children.
No. I'm supposed to use them as an excuse.
Set them in with
a little
notepad.
Tell them before and after that if they don't have the same kind of dessert, they're not
right?
coming.
Oh, true that.
Uh-huh.
Oatmeal pie.
Tell Pam, 9 a.m. We want
oatmeal pie. That's right. I know what meeting you're referring to now. Holy smokes. And, of course, the second time, Professor Dan Maggio of the first organization has brought up using your kids for labor.
Right.
You sound like my Italian grandfather who just very matter-of-factly, well, you know, why did you have my dad and his sister? Well, we needed some help with the vegetables. It's just very, very matter-of-fact about it.
Bring the kids over.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. I think we need to quote movies, but, okay, Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
He skips the lecture and sends his secretary in instead, and she's sitting there with a little...
Stenopad.
And the teacher hears the tap, 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 and walks up to her and says... Who are you?
Hey, now, come on. I love the Kurt Vonnegut bit there.
Yeah, that's really hilarious.
It was a great movie.
That's a good movie.
You know what, our last episode, if I could go back, we were talking about millennials and different generations. I would say Animal House probably started that genre, didn't it?
And
then maybe Back to School.
Maybe.
Animal House was my template for CCS.
Was it?
I wanted to ride a motorcycle up the stairwell, but...
Toga.
I've done that, too. Mm-hmm.
So are there any college genre movies for the current generation, the students that we have now?
American Pie?
Oh, no,
that
was my generation.
Yeah, they're too old for
that. Sorry, I can't remember. American Pie 7.
There were that
Will
many.
Will Ferrell,
films,
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's true. Old school
is more like 10 or 11 years ago now.
What about that one movie, that remake of the TV show 21 Jump Street? Does that count?
It sort of counts.
Maybe.
You know, it's in the window of the one where we've got the young Xer couple, and then the fraternity moves next door, whatever
neighbors.
That was
neighbors.
The
neighbors. And yes. Neighbors 2 is coming out. The sorority moves next door.
Yes.
So. I referenced Neighbors in Immunology a couple weeks ago. Is that weird?
Not at all.
I don't know why. I was talking about tumors. That they move in and they don't care who their neighbors are. They just...
That sounds like a really fun class.
Tumors and movies. That's a great curriculum.
Whatever you got to do.
Did your students get
Zac Efron? Is that the guy who's the looker, as they used to say?
What? Did your students get the reference?
They did. I think they're more sad that I know that reference.
They
always look at me like, huh? That's fine.
Instill fear in them early. That's all.
That's right. An expert at instilling fear in early. It's Professor Kendra Evans tapping on her keyboard.
Please fear me. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't presume that that's intended for students, huh?
I wish I could tell you what that's actually referring to.
Hey, did we forget Dan?
No.
No?
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
We went down the Animal House wormhole.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Well, we're okay with the intros now. Let's talk about the program, which is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump our panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter. Or you can find us on Facebook. Last time we were on the show, we were talking about some great questions from Julie Elder, Poughkeepsie, New York. The usual sort, she says, that I send. A bunch of movies. Let's see, 5 movies. Who is the actor or actress that brings them all together, having appeared in all of them? Oklahoma, The Music Man, The Courtship of Eddie's Father, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, and Elmer Gantry.
Who is the lead singer in music?
Joel Grey?
No. What? That was Cabaret.
Go, Dan, go.
Shirley
Jones is correct.
Oh man.
Dan is 3, by the way.
You were rocking this.
I know.
Last time. That's lucky, really good.
Wow. She did have a nice voice, though, huh?
Who?
This person.
Yeah.
Shirley
Jones, yeah.
She was the mom in the Partridge family.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
That's because you're a millennial.
I tried to speed us up at the end of the last show because you finished the Lloyd Bridges question with the Shirley reference. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great segue. Did not work.
Yeah, she was also the mom of David Cassidy and Sean Cassidy, too.
Yes.
Their real mom or their TV show mom?
Both.
Wow.
Both. Sean Cassidy never showed up on Partridge Family, though.
No, David.
David Cassidy. Yes. That must have been strange.
You're going to have to listen closely to grab this one, okay? 5 movies are Oh God, You Devil, The Babe, George. L.A. Confidential, The Green Mile, and Babe.
Wow. Okay, no.
Danny DeVito?
Nope.
Babe. What, Babe?
Well, it's not Tom Hanks.
The Babe? Or
the Babe and also Babe.
Babe the Pig and the Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, there weren't too many people in Babe Pig.
Not George Burns.
I know exactly the role that this actor played in The Green Mile, but that's the best I can do for you. I know he was in the other movies, but I don't remember.
I mean, he was one of the guards.
Was he that authoritative one? Yeah.
He was the warden of the prison in The Green Mile.
He was also in Star Trek.
Yes, he was. Yes, in Star Trek.
He was
James Cromwell.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
First contact.
Yes.
He was
Ephraim Cochran.
Ephraim Cochran. Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Between the both of us, we have almost a brain.
Wow, that's almost.
What active brain?
There's a lot of movies you guys have seen, like these movies, Raising Arizona. Arachnophobia, Barton Fink.
John Goodman.
Speed Racer. I didn't even need to finish.
It is.
Wow.
It's John Goodman.
And the Hudsucker Proxy. It's John Goodman.
Were you going to say The Big Lebowski too?
No, it was not on the list.
It wasn't on the list.
That would have been a great one.
That would have been too obvious.
A great one. Oh, I was just picturing the scene from The Big Lebowski where he and, was it Bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are sitting there on the couch yelling at the teenager, do you know how much trouble you're in? Do you know how much trouble you're in? Oh, man, you're in so much trouble. It has nothing to do with anything. What a great movie. How about King Kong, Heaven's Gate, Starman, Seabiscuit, The Fisher King? I think we might have given away too much.
Jeff Bridges.
That's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Wow.
No, at first, I was thinking, which King Kong?
It's the more recent
King
of Kong. Now that was a separate movie. You'll have to go see that, too. By the way, great documentary. You've seen A King of Kong?
I have seen that.
Oh, I love that movie.
A Fistful of Quarters.
A Fistful of Quarters. That's right.
Excellent.
Bonnie and Clyde, The French Connection, Superman 2, Reds, Young Frankenstein.
Oh, Warren Beatty.
Nope.
No. Gene... Here's a blind man.
Gene Hackman.
Yep.
Wow. There's only Gene I know.
Yeah.
Gene Autry.
Gene Kelly.
Okay, you're a baby boomer if you know Gene Autry.
Forgiven.
I couldn't tell you anything about Gene Autry. I just know the name.
You just know the name, yeah.
The singing cowboy.
He was a cowboy.
Back to School. Oh, my gosh.
We were just talking about this.
Johnny Be Good. Natural Born Killers. Iron Man 2. Oh, I guess we only get 4 movies for that one.
Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2?
Oh, that's...
Woody
who plays Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Was it really?
Dan has all the answers conceptually, and we go over to Professor Chow, places it every
it's
time.
The setup and the,
who's going to play Iron Man?
They're making eye contact, folks.
Because he was the nerdy friend in Back to School.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. was the nerdy friend?
Yeah.
Yes. He was the nerdy friend. The one who he had all the 80s paraphernalia, you know, mm-hmm. the bolo tie. The,
he got beat up by the football team.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
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 How about Prom Night, oh, Trading Places, Freaky Friday, True Lies?
Jane Curtin. I mean, no, not Jane Curtin.
No,
Jane,
Jamie Curtis. Jamie Curtis.
Yeah. Curtis. I know who you meant.
Jane Curtin.
See, I asked my brain to work too fast.
Oh, my. Coneheads.
That's a wire switch.
If we had to add another movie to that list, I would have added Halloween. And that
tipped the scale. And do you remember her first TV appearance was on Operation Petticoat, the TV show?
Gosh. No, man. You were a master of
John
that era
Astin
of TV.
John Astin was the commander, and Randolph Mantooth was the commander-in-chief.
Wow.
I think you're just making up names.
I wish.
How about The Day the Earth Stood Still, the remake, Shrek 2, Die Another Day, Life of Brian? That narrows it down.
Whoa. Okay. Hold on, what's the
Is it one
again?
Of the Monty Python the regulars?
The new The Day the Earth Stood Still, the one with Cameron.
John Cleese?
It's John Cleese, yes.
He was, in that movie?
Very well done. He was a voice in Shrek 2. I know
Q.
He was the new Q in Die Another Day.
Yeah. Okay.
God Save Us All, because he would have been great, except for it was, who is it, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
Started strong.
And finished miserably.
And, of course, Life of Brian is a Monty Python, yes.
Okay.
My Best Friend's Wedding, Shrek 2, Gangs of New York, There's Something About Mary.
Cameron Diaz.
Okay. Yes.
Excellent.
Her.
You know,
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
It's rubbing off.
You guys are doing
like lice.
Pretty unbelievable with these. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Sin City, Basquiat, The Wolf Man.
Not Johnny Depp.
No, it wasn't Johnny Depp.
No. Who's in Sin City besides everybody?
This might tip the scale.
Bruce Willis?
I'm going in a decidedly Star Wars direction here, but he is rumored to be the big bad, the big villain in the next Star Wars movie, Episode 8.
Del Toro.
Yes.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, that's right. He was the Wolf Man. That's right.
Yep.
When you say Star Wars 8, you're not talking about the new one that's coming out this year that I didn't even know about until last week.
Rogue One, which also looks really awesome.
Which I'd have somebody explain that to me, too. I was like,
I have a perfect graphic.
The graphic helps, yeah.
It explains it very well.
Where it comes
in. I don't really care that much. I don't.
Look,
that I won't say.
You're a millennial.
I have to know like the bare minimum for like gift purposes.
It's called Rogue One for Dummies.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And biology chairs.
Yeah.
It's so great that you said I need to know the bare minimum for gift.
It's true. Is that what it is this summer?
It's all about gift giving.
Look, what's the color of the new lightsaber?
I know exactly.
Oh my gosh.
BB-8 coming back.
No, Dan posted this to Facebook a few days ago. Basically said, well, I don't want to give anything away, but it tells you like when Rogue One is supposed to take place. So
I did see that and I think I liked it.
Pretty hilarious. Although I'm becoming a little bit of a prequel apologist. Go ahead, send me your hate mail.
What's your address? I will send it. I'll send it from anonymous sources and multiple font types.
No, exactly. I just don't. I mean, they're very bad movies, but I love Star Wars for its kish value. So
I've seen them all.
Yeah,
I just saw the new one. Whatever, last week. Whenever we got it from Amazon. But
nice.
I lived them all. And I still remember, what was the one that came out in 83? Does anybody remember that one?
Return of the Jedi.
That was the one that I snuck. Do you guys remember, does anybody here remember the Americana Theater on 9
Acres
Field?
Yeah.
I snuck out there at 5 o'clock in the morning to get in line to watch.
Wow.
That was also the morning I was at a government test in high school and I got out of it.
Apparently, by going
well,
to
not
see.
Not really, but, and then I remember the news crew showing up asking about people in line. I was hiding behind all the podiums there. Bad.
The Big Chill, Air Force One, The Stepford Wives, The World According to Garp.
Glenn Close?
Yes, Glenn. Oh, man.
Ah, nice. You are good.
So good.
Unstoppable.
I'm just lucky today. The last time we had these, I couldn't get barely
lucky.
One of them.
Well, lucky, I think you're getting every one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what Jim Tubbs was.
You're a machine.
Do you remember what role Glenn Close had in Air Force One?
Was she the vice president?
She was the vice president. That was a good movie.
I love that movie.
I kind of like that movie.
What would President Ford do?
Fall down.
Not that, hurt not that for it. Oh. Lethal Weapon 3, Get Shorty, Thor, The Thomas Crown Affair, another great movie.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Rene Russo?
It was Rene Russo.
Oh, man.
Wow. I had to go through all those.
I'm thinking Natalie Portman.
I think you need more Hershey's Kisses.
The funniest movie I ever saw was Lethal Weapon 4. She almost got
Thor,
kicked out of the theater.
I can't place her in Thor, so that was kind of a stretch. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you.
Oh, no, she was Thor's mother.
Oh, yeah, she was the queen. Uh-huh. Oh,
yes.
Yes, Odin's wife.
Well, she was wearing so much, you know, stuff.
Effluvia, yes.
Effluvia, yes.
Effluvia?
That was her name?
No, no. Frigga.
Oh, she was Frigga, yes. Queen of the
Norse gods.
Norse
yes.
gods.
Odin's wife.
Dreamgirls, Predator 2, Angels in the Outfield, The Color Purple.
Danny Glover.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Danny Glover was in Lethal Weapon 3, too.
Yeah.
Well, wow. So
I love Predator 2, by the way.
I mean, they're kind of main roles in most of those movies, so it's easier to pick them out. The other ones we've gotten like this, it's been sort of like the Coke girl or something, like so some cameo appearance, so you don't associate them with that movie. Anyway,
you're doing
these are fun.
Well. You're doing
your ride. Like
okay, how about Con Air, Being John Malkovich? Gross Point Blank, Say Anything.
John Cusack.
Yes, very well done. Very well done. I think Gross Point Blank kind of pushes it over
My guess was going to be John Malkovich.
Also, I believe that's part of the trick here, because he was in Con Air, and he was in Being John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz was in Being John Malkovich too, right? Wasn't that Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was it Cameron Diaz? Really?
The girlfriend?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, sure, you don't remember that one.
It was, I remember the story, not the actors. Oh,
Being John Malkovich was the one where he was like living in his head.
Yes.
And,
yeah. And he went through this little Malkovich door Malkovich. On the halfway Malkovich, floor. Malkovich. You could get
through.
In
there. Yeah.
That movie makes my mind hurt.
Made that movie? Who's like, he's a visionary. He makes movies like that all
Wes
the time.
Wes Anderson or somebody?
No. I don't think it was Wes Anderson, because he made another movie recently that people said was even better than Being John Malkovich, and I can't remember.
It's not like a David Lynch.
It's my fault for bringing it up.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
All right, well, let's transition to...
Oh, you're going to kill us.
Night at the Museum, Babe, Pig in the City...
James Cromwell.
Pete's Dragon.
Oh.
National Velvet. That kind of tips the scale real fast.
Mickey
Liz
Rooney?
Taylor?
It's Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, that was
that's right. He was a circus owner in Babe, Pig in the City.
That's right.
He was also
Spike
one
Jones.
Of the...
Spike Jones,
thank you. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
What is
Speaking
he doing,
of my
reading?
Brain, there was a recent movie that Spike Jones made that people were just absolutely raving about. It sounds like bananas. Yeah, I need to see that.
Right? That was the Joaquin Phoenix where he talks.
Oh, yeah.
Where he falls in love with the
falls
computer.
In love with
the
AI.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And he did Where the Wild Things Are, which I like.
Okay. And I never actually saw that one either.
You didn't.
Crazy, that's crazy. I'll tell you what, we'll think a little harder about all that stuff, and then we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala, Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yeah. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty Ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah, he...
People don't know that.
After he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. There you go. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm. His
it occurred
arm
during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yeah.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
And we're back. We're going to close out a set of questions here from Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York, who sent us questions involving four or five movie titles. And then we got to find out what actor or actress is present in all of them. Hancock, The Italian Job, Mighty Joe Young, Mad Max Fury Road. One of the best movies.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Charlize. I remember Mighty Joe Young. That's all.
Yeah.
That was a cute movie.
Well, it was cute, but I think it's funny. Did you see the new Mad Max?
Yes, I did. Loved it.
Was it good?
Very
much. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Non-stop adrenaline rush plot. Who cares at this point? I mean, it was just one non-stop.
It's just
a caffeinated,
post-apocalyptic. Everybody needs gas. Plot.
Who cares at this point? It was,
How does it compare to the first one?
I think it's a little bit better just on the cinematic scale. But if you could, get a chance to go see it at the big theater.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to... There are certain movies, in my opinion, that you have to see at the theater. Yeah. And that's one of them.
Well, I've often wondered over these last few months if this was ever going to come up, and I guess now is as good a time as ever. This is fast becoming, from what I understand, from a graphic art perspective, that's you, prototype for how to properly use CGI. People get so immersed into the way that movie's put together.
Mm-hmm.
There definitely is a car that's on the road, but the entire landscape is CG. But it's using CGI not to make a main character, not to do something over, just something in the background, and it's appropriate use of CGI. And
my thought on it is like, CGI, if it's used properly, you don't even notice it.
That's right. That's exactly
what
it is. You don't.
Yeah, it's like, I remember they were showing screen grabs of like the Scorpion King. And Dwayne Johnson just looked god awful in that thing. He just looked so plastic; it wasn't even done well. So.
Well, I don't think I'm giving anything away to say there are big, gas guzzling battle cars in Mad Max, and the idea is they went to the flats, so they knew they wouldn't flip them or hit each other or whatever, and then they just added the mountains in the background and on the sides afterwards. It just made a lot of sense. So you don't think about it until you see the movie.
Like I said, if it's done well, you don't even notice it. Mm-hmm. So.
But if it's done like on the prequels, you do notice it.
Well, like I said, when it's a main character, unless it's Andy Serkis, we got trouble. How about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas again?
Oh, dear.
Great Gatsby, Spider-Man 2, Pleasantville. And this is the Great Gatsby that just came out.
Oh, that's the guy.
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Stephanie comes through for that one.
He's no longer Spider-Man.
No. Sorry, I can't help it. Conan O'Brien tweeted out this morning. It's like, I have a feeling we're going to be starting to define generations by which Spider-Man they remember.
It is. It's
just how we're like on our fourth Spider-Man.
Who's the new one?
Superman.
Tom Holland?
Yeah. Young guy, right?
Yeah, young guy.
And Batman.
I stopped going because I'm not interested in seeing the same. Is it the same story over and over?
Essentially, another, yeah.
Yeah, it will be.
Or do they...
Uncle Ben? No!
Different villain.
So why do people want to go see it?
They were super moved by the first few frames, am I giving more away, of Batman versus Superman being the death of Thomas and Martha Wayne. And I'm like, I've seen that in every single movie and cartoon.
Because you didn't
about
know
Batman.
That was coming?
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, Freud said, we are framed by what happens to us as children. We get it. All right.
But what I want to know is with the new Captain America movie,
does look pretty exciting.
I want to know what's going to happen to the underoos sales. Ever since Tony Stark called Spider-Man underoos.
You try to explain to your kids that they can't see Batman versus Superman, but they can buy anything under the sun with Batman versus Superman.
How about that? Oh, they were begging you to see it?
Oh, yeah.
And there's the Blu-ray version coming out, which is going to be rated R even.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried explaining to my kids that they can't see John Cena.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's a wrestling
movie.
I know who he is. Yeah.
I knew it was wrestling. I still didn't get it.
Right. Oh, no, don't worry about it. You haven't missed much, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Right, okay. Let's finish off this question set. This definitely will. Okay. Holy smokes. I don't even know what to say about this. The Little Rascals, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, High Anxiety.
John Candy?
Nope. Oh, that's a
not
very,
Gene
very
Wilder.
Good guess. It's not Gene Wilder. That's another good
Terry Garr?
Nope.
Madeline Kahn?
No, because
she played Mrs. Crabtree?
Cloris Leachman?
No, although that's another really good guess.
Frau Bucca. Oh.
Who played Alfalfa?
Who's the guy, Kendra?
Wait, can you say it?
Sure. Little Rascals, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, High Anxiety.
Rick Moranis? No.
No.
We went through all the characters in there. Gene Hackman?
No.
No, no.
Peter Boyle?
No.
That's everybody in Young Frankenstein.
I'm trying to think of Little Rascals.
This is not good for Dan. He needs to finish
this
strong.
Who played...
Go, Dan, go.
Who played the German police officer that came into the house?
Usually when Dan says that, Dave answers.
He was also the German farmer on Malcolm in the Middle.
It can't be Mel Brooks.
I know who you're talking about.
Mel was in Spaceballs, but I don't know if he's in...
Mel Brooks?
The answer is Mel Brooks.
Yeah. He was in Young Frankenstein?
Yeah.
He was in The Little Rascals?
It's his movie, so he's always in every movie he makes.
Where was he in Young Frankenstein?
He's like Alfred Hitchcock.
He was in Young Frankenstein at the very end when they did the dance numbers.
But he had a big role in Spaceballs.
That's true.
Well, yeah, he was
in Little Rascals.
Didn't do the dance.
How old do you need to be to watch Spaceballs?
That's Blazing Saddles.
I watched it at like age 8. My parents were really.
I'm like, did I miss a dance number at the end of Young
Frankenstein? He's in every movie he makes and stuff, but I can't remember who he was.
I was pretty impressed.
We must watch it again first.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I gotta go watch Young Frankenstein again.
So look at when it came out.
Now you two were talking about the age appropriateness of Spaceballs.
Yeah.
And it was your favorite movie?
And she was like 8.
I loved it. Like whenever it first came out, like by middle school, I was like, there is no movie better than Spaceballs. Yeah. That's a good movie.
There's so many lines in there. We're gonna go see Pizza the Hut.
Do you know when they were combing the desert? I love that part.
She doesn't look like a Druish princess.
My family hangs their hat on, speaking of Pizza the Hut. Pizza the Hut died today after he ate himself to death. Which we say when someone's eating a lot at the dinner table. It's like, be sure not to eat yourself to death. Oh, my. We have...
So how do we do on those?
Oh, we did fantastic. You know, frankly, if I take everybody else's responses out and just put Dan in there, I think that
those are fun.
A passing grade. Seriously. So, but those are fun. Those take a lot of work. I can see maybe question to question how she's like clicking on
IMDb,
or IMDb. But I think that's cool. I think that's a great way to build those kinds of questions.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes, thank you.
Send
so
more.
Much. Our last set of questions for this show are questions about Willow Run.
The
food distributor?
They are food
distributors. The Willow Run powertrain facility.
Yes.
Most people who are from Detroit or are of a certain age. What generation? Know about Willow Run powertrain facility, which supplied B-24 bombers during World War II. How much about the plant do you actually know? These are from our executive productrix. Productress, Dr.
Chief.
Vivian Dix, the big chief, yes. The following questions are based on the article Save the Bomber Plant from the January 2016 edition of Hangar Happenings. Oh my gosh, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I lapsed my subscription in December, doggone it.
It's the newsletter of the Yankee Air Museum, and now when my wife listens to this, I'm going to be in trouble. That's great. It's a museum. It was authored by Dennis Norton, a founding member of the Yankee Air Museum and president of the Michigan Aerospace Foundation. Oh, my. I'm sorry, I can't help but bring this up. We have a running joke in our department about trying to find the most esoterically named journal. And the current front runner between myself and my boss is Sulfuric Acid Today. Which is a real trade journal.
Seriously?
That is absolutely... Oh, my gosh. You're
killing me.
Get to the questions. Maybe it's all for the best. We have reached the point where we have to say goodbye, Professor Evans.
The dude abides.
Professor Maggio.
Know your numbers monthly.
Professor Conant.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Roach.
Living without a colon.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor Today is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.